Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
I'm Bart Winkler, Chuck Freeman here on what would have been opening day. So we're still doing our opening day show. Brewers, Cubs, we're about 2 hours away from the lineups, Chuck. So excited for those to come out. We'll bring those to you.
Yeah, they're putting the finishing touches on Miller Park. You know, what's that?
I just laughed out of sadness.
Oh. Yeah. Sadness not only for opening day today, but like for the whole weekend. Saturday, Sunday, it was going to be out at the ballpark. Of course, there was no game Friday, but Saturday, Sunday. And then just a little bit part of our routine of watching Brewer baseball every night was starting tonight. So I look at it, yeah, today was a great, you know, the start of the baseball season, but it's just the start of the whole summer. And Brewer baseball plays a big part of my summer.
Tim Allen joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, host of the Baseball Postgame Show, and a number one seed in the Fandemonium Tournament. He takes on Security Dan of Fantasy Football Weekly. Tim, congratulations on that, and maybe, just maybe, the joy of being a number one seed takes away the pain of this not being opening day.
Not at all. I mean, not at all. I mean, we have a significant time in society, but we have some significance in sports, and you guys know that. I mean, you guys are on the air every day, and you know, bonding with the listeners, and I think that's what guys I'm going to miss most here as the season does not get underway is talking with fans, and I mean it. I mean, I've done it, 15 years, and for that not to happen here is just, it's just a wild, wild time. I mean, there's far more impact with people with the flu and people that are sick and quite frankly dying. So my issues are a little suspect when you compare it to that, but yeah, it's something missing. It's a big void for sure.
Yeah, it is. And like I said, it's just the start of the whole baseball, because baseball season just gets us into a cool routine of watching the games every day. You know, the NBA every other day in most cases. Football once a week on a Sunday in most cases. But in baseball, I mean, it's like every day. For the most part, they play every day. And it's just, you know, hey, how did the Brewers do today? What's going on with the team? Hey, did you see hear what happened today at the game today? If you missed the game or wherever. I think everybody, hey, how'd the Brewers do today? It's just a routine that's not going to happen for a while.
Yeah, no, you're right, Chuck. And even in markets that attendance isn't what it is here in Milwaukee, even those teams, I mean, you average 17 to 20,000 as opposed to, you know, 30 to 35 here in this state, it still is sort of special. And it is. It's that daily thing. It's the right of better weather, and it's the right of, you know, outdoor activities. And you're right that every day, you know, I won't call it a grind because you just heard Craig Counsell say they're entertainers, and I had a little bit of an issue with that. But I'd like to think it's more of a sporting event competition thing. But it's that summer thing, and I think. Again, having never lived outside this state, I still say that it's more of a Wisconsin thing than it would be, say, an Ohio thing or a Florida thing. For some reason, I just think it's more significant in the state of Wisconsin for whatever reason. Yeah, maybe it's just because I'm in the middle of it, but it's just such a summertime Wisconsin thing, the Milwaukee Brewers.
I mean, they better be entertainers if they're going to make $25 million a year. You know, they got to say that to justify those big-time salaries when a lot of people are scraping by. You get $25 million to play a game. That's for your entertainment. Well, that's part of it, though, Tim. That's we are entertained by it. That we do build our summer plans around it. We build our, you know, trips from, you know, in Milwaukee, we've got the nice luxury of, boy, it's 6:15, or I turn on the pregame show, I see, oh, there might be some seats available. You know what? What the hell? I'm going to go to the game tonight. And then for the rest of the state, it's, hey, this Saturday works. Let's get our buddies. Let's take the bar down. Let's go to Miller Park. We know there's going to be a game. It just has become such a thing in Wisconsin's fans' lives, and this will be the first summer, or at least portion, without baseball since the strike, and then since, you know, there was no team here before the Pilots moved here. And it's become such a part of our daily summer lives that I think that as this goes further, we're really going to miss the impact of what it means to turn on the baseball game every night and to turn on you every night.
Well, and it is. And imagine all of the group outings from Eau Claire or Wausau. And you know, it's the VFW bus trip down there, or the Moose Club, or your charitable wing in your city, and that is going to be missing for sure. It's just I've always wondered, guys, what it was like, and I've talked to elder statesmen, if you will. I've always wondered what it would be like for you to lose your team, and when the Milwaukee Braves left the city and the state, I couldn't imagine that. I mean, I wanted to pick the brain of someone like that. That, man, you talk about a void. I mean, it's just literally gone. And this is about the closest that, you know, I personally can get to of feeling that way. And not that they're not going to be back, because they're going to be back. And Chuck, I heard you talking about a 30-40 game season. We'll get to that in a second. But I've always wondered about, you know, that something missing, and it's the closest that I've felt to a Milwaukee Braves fan back in 64.
You know, the Packer fans, they don't mind sitting out in 39, 40 degree temperatures, but I think baseball fans don't want to deal with that. How are you in terms of that? Would you, like on a day like today, would you be okay at the Oak County Stadium, or do you prefer to be inside at Miller Park on opening day?
On opening day, either way, man, I was at that game in 1980. My parents allowed me to skip school and go to opening day when I was in high school, and I'm good either way. I mean, one thing I think we've all learned in this state, or maybe we haven't, but I think overall most veterans have. Don't get caught too cold. You can always take layers off. And so it doesn't matter to me. Inside, outside, on the moon, I'm all for baseball.
Talking with Tim Allen, number one seed in our Fandemonium tournament here on The Fan.
You were at the game where Sixto hit the grand slam?
There was, let's see here. How can I put that? Well, I'll just say it. So back then, you could smuggle a lot of things in the county stadium. I mean, I know, Chuck, that you recall those days back in the late 70s, early and mid 80s, that a buddy of mine, when we went to that game, again, just in high school, just threw a jacket over a 12-pack and just walked right into the turnstiles. And so we just set the 12-pack right there in front of us, and high schoolers drinking beer at a Brewers game. Okay, so I think the statute of limitations are over on that one.
Tim Allen joining us. Chuck and Winkler on The Fan. You mentioned some of the stuff that we were talking about when baseball comes back, what it's going to look like. If they have to play a one-week season, I don't care. I want to see some way, shape, or form of
Me
baseball
too.
Again. And I do think, Chuck, you say that you don't want a 40-game season. I'm telling you, man, when you're going to be cooped up in that Myra condo for another 5 months with no sports, you will take 5-year-olds in Brewer uniforms playing baseball. You will not care.
No. How do you feel about that, Alan? I want to see at least a 100-game season or an 80-game season. Baseball, a 40-game season at this point, it just wouldn't do it for me. It wouldn't. By August, I've already, I'm in full in the golf. I'm ready for football and possibly the NBA at that point.
I'm all right with I'm with Bart on this. I wouldn't care if it paralleled the NFL season and you had 16 games. It would not matter to me. I mean, I think they've got a plan, and Rob Manfred is ready to release that plan here shortly. I know I heard Sam's update there that he's got a plan to release on the punishment for the Boston Red Sox, and I think at that same vein, they will release some sort of plan. But I'm with Bart on this, man. Give me 40 games. Give me a half season. Give me anything. Give me some Brewers baseball. We need to get back, and I think that's a big part of this. We saw it after 9/11 that baseball sort of grounded us a little bit, and we took a little time off, and there was that void. But then baseball came back, and I think baseball, much like the NBA was a little bit pioneering in the cancellations of a lot of this stuff, I think baseball can be the pioneer in getting things back to normal a little bit. I'm not sure I'm a big fan of playing it with empty stadiums. I'd have to do a little more thought on that, but first pass says that, yeah, I'm not going to be for that. But to get us back to some sort of normalcy and get some fans in the stands, I mean, they're big arenas. You can limit the number of people in there. You can have some social separation. There are ways to do this, but we need some normalcy at some point. It's all got to be safe, and it's these decisions have to be made at a super high level with safety being at the top of the totem pole here. But I want baseball to kind of be that pioneer and get us back to normal.
With no fans, Tim. Chuck, I thought you were up.
No, I thought because I interjected there and I thought it was you. But
Tim, Chuck and I have a Facebook chat that we're doing to make these interviews flow very easy. Because normally our system is I ask, he ask, I ask, he ask. And for some reason, we're like going against that system so when we can't see each other. So now we have a Facebook thread, and now no one's looking at it. So we're still working out some kinks ourselves.
Guys, seeing each other is a little overrated. Don't worry about it. You'll work it out.
Chuck and I have never liked each other more than being isolated away from each other.
We have argued once this week.
That's good. Team unity. There you go.
All right, I'll have one more question then. I'll take it from here. I think that the fan thing, I know that a lot of like council and these guys have said it's for the fans. We want the fans there. I don't know if that's going to be feasible. With looking at how this thing is going to progress, you're gonna get through this wave, and I think there will be another wave of this thing. I don't think it's going to be like, oh, remember when coronavirus existed? I mean, it's going to be here. So I don't know if, I mean, you see some of these people go to the beach, so maybe they don't care. But I personally right now would not go sit in a crowd of 30,000 people and watch a baseball game, and I don't know if I'll feel the same in August. I probably won't. So I think that they may have to play without fans, as weird as that is.
Well, yeah, that's just pure speculation on your part, Bart. And we could debate all day long on the semantics of predictions and semantics of CDC edicts and how you feel personally might be a little bit different than the feds feel or the World Health Organization. So I think we have to be careful in making some of these proclamations and let it play out. Guys, just let it play out. Everything's going to be, we're not all going to die. It's not happening. Let it all play out.
Tim,
we have
I just
to be want patient.
To go to the golf course and play 18. Can I not? That's the only thing that matters to me. I'm more important than this. I want to play golf.
Well, I think that, let me just say, you guys going to work every day and doing your thing is super cool. And you know, you guys have adapted to all this, and certainly our staff members at the station have adapted to everything, and we're all making the best decisions we can, and so is baseball, so is sports. They're going to make the best educated decisions that they can. And I think where it gets a little dicey, as Uke would say, a little testy, as Bob Uecker would say, is when we make these predictions and proclamations that just aren't warranted. Okay, if it's our opinion, fine. I think we have to let the experts play this thing out, and we have to trust people. We have to trust that these people are making good decisions, and things will work out. As an optimist, guys, you know that. I mean, I look at the brighter side. Do things suck in our lives right now? Of course. But, you know, it's much worse for some people in this country, and they're dealing with death, and they're dealing with being sick. And so sports, yeah, as a fabric of our nation a little bit, and certainly you guys personally make a living at it, I think we have to adjust and let it all play out.
Tim Allen, number one seed, Fandemonium bracket. You can vote starting at 6 today, 105.7 FM, The Fan. We miss you, Tim, and we'll talk to you more soon, buddy.
I miss our Brewer fan listeners, that's for sure. I miss talking to Brewers fans, I do.
Tim Allen joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.